So how do you get an enlarged prostate or condition called benign prostatic hypertrophy, BPH? Stay tuned to find out.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
Hello there, modern man. Today, we're going to talk about benign prostatic hypertrophy or BPH or enlarged prostate. Now, the prostate is a walnut-sized gland. So in this model right here, as you can see, this is the bladder right here. And right here, right underneath the bladder is the prostate. The prostate is the size of a walnut. It's like that. And it's located just below the bladder, underneath the pubic bone. So this is the pubic bone here. And it's just right the base of the penis. And you can actually feel it underneath the scrotum right here. If you pressed in, this is the area called under the taint. And that the prostate is located right there. If you pressed in right there, there's a reason why it is underneath the bladder and right before the penis, because that's where the urethra, you can see it right here. The urethra is the tube that connects the bladder that goes through your penis and where you urinate. But it has to go through the prostate in order for it to come out. And therefore, if the prostate is enlarged, it compresses or it pressed down on the urethra or the tube where you urinate, it presses down. So that's the reason why when you have an enlarged prostate, difficult to urinate, and the stream is not as strong as it used to be. And then when you urinate, you have incomplete emptying because the prostate is enlarged and you still have urine left over in the bladder. That's why sometimes you have to urinate twice and it takes you a long time to urinate. And that's why you have to urinate multiple times at nighttime. So the prostate is a gland that every man has. And unfortunately, it enlarges as you get older. The older you get, the more chances that it will enlarge. Now, number one, the primary cause of prostate enlargement is actually aging. It actually gets enlarged as you get older, like men over the age of 80, 90% of them have an enlarged prostate. And that correlates with the hormone changes, because as men get older, their testosterone level also drop as well too. And the prostate is dependent upon the testosterone. And when testosterone level drop, the prostate actually enlarge, and then it will actually enlarge it just a little bit, particularly if you have increase in estrogen. And how do you get estrogen? Man actually has an estrogen. His estrogen is about 1/100 of a woman, where conversely, a woman had 1/100 of testosterone, but she has 100% more estrogen than a man. But as a man, if you have fat on your chest, or you have a belly fat or fat in the love handle, those convert to estrogen. They convert your testosterone into estrogen, and the estrogen will actually irritate the prostate and induce it to be enlarged as well too. So you got the double whammy of you getting older, you predisposed to getting enlarged prostate, then you get the decreased testosterone. And if you have fat deposit, then that will make more estrogen, and that will also irritate the prostate as well. Now, number three, there is a genetic component of prostate enlargement. If your father or close male relative have an enlarged prostate, you're at a higher risk of an enlarged prostate as well too. And number four is dihydrotestosterone, or DHT. DHT come from testosterone, and when it's higher amount, it actually promotes growth and contribute to enlargement of the prostate. Now, DHT can also cause hair loss as well, too. But DHT is inflammatory to the prostate. So if you're a man and if you're getting a hormone replacement therapy, you need to get your blood work to check to see if your testosterone is being converted to estrogen or is being converted to DHT or dihydrotestosterone, because both of those are elevated, then the prostate will be irritated, will be more enlarged as well too. Now, one thing to note, if you have low testosterone and the doctor give you additional testosterone, you will see an increase in the PSA level in your prostate. Not necessarily that's bad. It's just that imagine prostate like a flower pot. It needs water, but when it doesn't have water, it shrinks. But when you add a little bit of water to it, the PSA kind of elevates, but necessarily mean that it's at risk for prostate cancer. It's just that it just elevate and that need to be monitored, but it's elevate, but it's kind of stabilized after a certain period. So it could also increase up to 2 points. So if you have a PSA of 1 and then you get testosterone replacement therapy, it can go up to 3, not necessarily that's concerning, but it needs to be monitored. That's why you need to be follow up by a doctor if you're taking testosterone for blood work and also monitoring of your estrogen, your DHT level, and your PSA, as well as doing a prostate exam. Now, number 5 factor that cause enlargement of the prostate is inflammation, such as infection of the prostate, like prostatitis, can also lead to enlarged prostate, or just an inflammatory status in the body. Then what's inflammation? Inflammation meaning that the endothelium or the lining of the blood vessel is not intact. It has some leakage in it. And because of those leakage, it allows toxin to seep into tissue. So that's what means inflammation. How do you get rid of inflammation? Eat a Mediterranean diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction. All of that will decrease inflammation as well. Now, I want to stress that BPH or enlarged prostate does not lead to prostate cancer, nor is testosterone replacement therapy lead to prostate cancer as well. So prostate cancer is just separate, but with BPH, you can definitely have some treatment for it. And one of it is watching your diet and even exercise and maintaining your weight. And I've been seeing great result with using the prostate massager, where you would put the prostate massager either external, putting pressure on the prostate here to vibrate the prostate to allow more blood flow to the prostate, and also an internal prostate massager where it goes to the rectal area to massage the prostate as well. We have seen patients improve in their nighttime urination frequency in a couple of weeks of using the prostate massager. And you can find the prostate massager in my Modern Man crib here at ednomore.com. If you want to try out the prostate massager, we also do prostate massager. We also do more intense prostate massage with the ultrasonic prostate touch in the office, as well as using focus shockwave therapy to target the prostate externally, like on the outside right here, to target the prostate to increase more blood flow. When you increase more blood flow, the prostate become less inflammatory and also will be able to have a healing effect as well too. So a lot of new stuff that I will throw on here in the next episode. I'm going to talk about things that you can do for an enlarged prostate. So stay tuned. I appreciate it if you like, comment, and share, and subscribe from this episode. Let me know what you think, what you would like to hear. And having said that, check out my Modern Man Club. It's a space where I coach men to get out of ED and even to maintain sexual function till the day you die. I hope that you join me in the sexual revolution, so that way we can empower men and women to have sexual vitality for life. I will see you in the next episode. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together,
We're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit mensexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Ann Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.